And welcome back to Star Trek Connect. Today I'm discussing Shogun the Book. Shogun the Book is from 1970. It is a historical epic written by James Clavell, said during the Sengoku period of Japan. Most of the characters in the novel are fake, but however, the people that they're based on are true. They're telling the rise of the Daimyo Tokugawa. The Ijatsu through the fictional Daimyo Toraganga. If you switch a few places, you have the actual real life story of how the Tokugawa became the Shogun of Japan, and the English sailor John Blackthrone is based on the William Adams, which based on the true-ish stories of these actually Dutch boats that landed in Japan, and the Dutch which are Protestants are of different religion than the Jesuits, who have been there for decades and who have a semi-monopoly on the trade of the era. The Dutch, who made appearance as well as having a different faith than Jesuits, or give the Japanese of the time a bit of a pause. Was, hey, there's all these white people coming in here, and they have all these different faiths. Are we being invaded? Because two, three centuries prior to the events that are depicted in this story, a combined army and navy from China came to Japan. It was under the command of the grandchild with the grandchild of Genghis Khan. And so the Japanese are we don't kind of want to have a lot of contact with the outside world. That now we're having all these different white people coming in, and they have all these different faiths, and we better put them over here. But what's this? They have guns. They got cannons. They got all this modern technology with them. Let's use some protocols and some hand waving to make sure that we get all of their superior technology. Doing the other kind of things that is a bit being told in this story is that is that Jesuits are not very keen on giving the Japan like guns and cannons and like the like armors of that, because they're kind of afraid that hey, like if we arm these savages, they will rise up against us, because hey, like we have we have examples from the Philippines, from Africa, from Asia, we are from the Americas, from the India. Like, we have all these examples of the locals rising up against us because we gave them weapons. So let's not do that. Given then, however, the Dutch, they were like, yeah, like they were, yeah, like the Dutch, if you know your actual history, were eager, or in some ways were more open to like giving the Japanese guns and weapons, because like the way that kind of happens is like, yeah, like they gave them a bunch of guns and cannons and stuff like that, and then when the Dutch came back like 2 3 years later with some more supplies, that like, oh, like, oh, the 500 rifles we left you with, you guys became the 15,000 rifles, and those like 15 cannons became the 210 cannons. Oh, like guys know how to make stuff and to reverse engineer it, and these ones are as good or slightly better than the ones we have right now. So yeah, like it's kind of, like it's that thing, and like so like based on what the Dutch in real life and what the sort of English crew do in the story here is that like they provide the weapons and means for this one, the ammo, to win. The win against win against all the other daimyo that are fighting for control of the title of shogun, and as well as like the people who spend the time with the English sailor are like teaching him. Like this is our rich history. This is how we drink tea. This is how we, like, sleep. You know, sort of the like the samurai have more power than these guys, but however, these samurai are of a lower standing and are on the same level as the as commoners, but like that these ones over here, these peasants over here have more power than certain samurai, but they don't have the social standings that samurai do. So like it's a bit of a lesson in the both ways, because like sort of the Dutch dash English are teaching the Japanese about the sciences and history and religion of the Western world, and the sort of the Japanese are teaching them about the Eastern philosophies, Eastern way of living, Eastern warfare, Eastern the ways of living life, and so like each of them, the like. Show or these things like these things will be removed because of the introduction of Western weapons, Western medicine, Western ways of thinking, Yeah, these things are going to be replaced and removed in the Western world because of the trade, as well as the sort of the sharing of knowledge from Japan and from China and from all the other Asian. The country like it was a yeah it, like it was a good interesting read. It was definitely wow, I want to know more. And then when I did learn more about the actual people, the actual events, the actual things which inspired these stories, like, oh, you know something, both of these stories are good and important, and but both of them are have things that are like I definitely can see why Shogun the book is important in certain cultural aspects, but also it's not like, hey man, like this is a must read book. Like, it is good and important to read, but then again, also like if you are not like, how do I kind of say it? Like, it's again, it all depends on you and what you like and what you want to read about. For me, like, it's one of those books that, it is a historical epic and something to read. And I would definitely give this a solid 4 out of 5. It's telling telling the captivating life story, but also it's not telling the actual real life story of this Daimyo who became the one to unite the country after this period of civil war. And you should be able to find it at your library, at a bookstore, used books, this was on Kindle or any other places where you can get a book. If you guys have your own kind of thoughts and feelings about Shogun, your own review about Shogun, the book, or the various TV and movie and game adaptations, please don't hesitate to email in to nostalgic_gamer@comic-com or Twitter at RGV Podcast. Again, the nostalgic_gamer@comic-com, Twitter at RGV, that's uppercase, podcast, lowercase. And this is the host signing off.